Today on Building the Bakken.
It's not a Republican-Democrat issue. I think we live in a country where there's people intimately involved in developing resources, of creating goods and services, and then there's people who aren't engaged in that.
And it costs us money and it costs us future business. Ridership on the Empire Builder for the whole length of the route is down more than 15% this year.
Swift, we have 35 major facilities that has our own bulk diesel fuel, and we're starting to put natural gas in our facilities.
And about 5 years ago, I was flying over and I was going, what are all these oil pads going in? And why is there so much traffic on the roads? And I landed there, something's going on. Went to one of the Bakken shows and holy smokes, it's booming here.
Pipeline projects are huge and critical and in place. Problem is they just take a long time.
It's not because things aren't happening in the Bakken, because they are.
From the epicenter of the nation's economy, North Dakota.
Crude oil, 100 million years in the making. This was brought out of the ground about 3 days ago. It's just now seeing the light of day for the first time in 100 million years.
The Bakken Formation is transforming the way people live and do business.
I work in the oil field up in the Killdeer Mountain. It is snowing. Been snowing here for about an hour to hour and a half. Visibility is quarter to half a mile.
Each week, host Jason Spiess leads headline making interviews with industry voices and oil field newsmakers.
With that, I bring in Senator Thune from Washington, D.C., Senator of South Dakota. How are you doing, sir?
Doing well, Jason. Good to be with you.
Building the Bakken is about the people, the culture, and the community.
I sleep in the back of my Dodge Ram pickup. Yeah, 9 days out there, 24/7, no shower, you know, no anything.
The host of Building the Bakken, Jason Spiess.
If you like fine wine, you'll love fine oil.
Welcome to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spiess. On today's episode of Building the Bakken, Russ Rankin, Regional Manager for Statoil. Kelly Wilkins, Senior Vice President of Business Development for Bridger LLC. Jerry Moyes, the CEO of Swift Transportation. Mark Magliari with Amtrak. And Gary Black with Cirrus Aircrafts. All that plus much more coming up in just a moment. I'd like to take this opportunity to mention that Building the Bakken Radio can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. To see if a radio station in your listening area carries Building the Bakken, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. In addition to being the host of Building the Bakken, I'm also a featured writer for a variety of publications across the United States, including the Bakken Breakout Magazine from the Bismarck Tribune, Bays and Bits, the official publication for the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties, and Oil and Gas Monthly, magazine out of Abilene, Texas. For a full list of our radio, iTunes, magazines, newspapers, and other media affiliates, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com and click on our media network page. In addition to the support from our media network, we'd like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsors. Building the Bakken is an educational program and could not be done without the support of our affiliates and our sponsors. MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. The Crude Life. When you have a project or need photos that require a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. Email sales@thecrudelife.com. And Montana Rig Mat. Better mats, better prices. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. www.mtrigmat.com.
Under the soft track blowing wintertime city clouds, and all the memories come falling down on me every time I roll back to town. Every time I roll back around.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Here we go.
Hamburger steaks, Holiday Inns. That's the kind of world that I live in. I play a different town.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Current Events, we hear from Russ Rankin, Regional Manager for Statoil.
The flaring has been something that we've been focused on for quite a while. We've been working with One Oak to try to give them as much information as we possibly can. Again, we struggle with having enough workforce out there, having enough construction time. It's not something that happens overnight. So one thing that that we're looking at meeting, and it looks like we're on a good track here with 74% capture already in July. So it looks like we're kind of ahead of the curve, but we've got to keep focused on this. What you're looking at here is a CNG unit, and we're really focused on using compressed natural gas as a alternative fuel source. Dr. Scott touched on that also. For our drilling and fracking operations, at least to start with. And you can see that there's a lot of economic benefits when you look at the price of diesel as to the price of natural gas. But there is some challenges there. As you look at the state map up there, there was only one CNG station in Dickinson, and I think that thing, it may have even closed down. So in order to make this thing, a full-scale operation and really get more people involved than just our industry, we're going to have to increase the infrastructure. So this is CNG in a box on one slide. We basically take gas from the wellhead. We actually compress it. We run it through a processing plant that takes out the natural gas liquids. We then compress that stripped gas in with another compressor, and then we haul that via these high pressure tube trailers to our end users. Now the problem that we're going to end up having is that we can set more and more of these CNG plants, but we've got to have those end users. Currently, we only have 6 drilling rigs and 1 frac fleet working full time. So more and more opportunities for different things. I mean, some of the things that I think about is maybe asphalt plants, potentially fertilizer plants. There's a lot of opportunity there with this flared gas. So when you look at a vision of what the future can hold, this is kind of a slide that we stole from GE with their last mile fueling solution, because it kind of takes more than just one party. And this is the collaborative effort that we've done, is work with GE and Ferris into getting that product from the wellhead out to the end user. So if you look into the future, this is something that, can be that vision. So on a way forward, and I know you guys are really interested in this, our industry is going to really continue to focus on more and more efficiencies. As you can see, the decline in that rig count actually declined, but the well count actually went up. That's efficiency. I think we're at about 1.4 to 1.5 wells per rig per month right now, whereas 5 or 6 years ago, I think we were at 1 well per rig per month. And that's the ability of staying on a pad, drilling, multiple wells, not having to have that downtime to move rigs around, and then it's just gaining the efficiencies. We've got several wells that we've drilled in 11 or 12 days, and I know that Steve and his group have got that too. So it's really exciting to drill a 20,000-foot well in 11 days. We're looking at the medium term too, I don't think it's that far out. As Lynn had mentioned, he's already projected moving that enhanced oil recovery forward, and we're starting to look at that ourselves. Start looking at some of the opportunities there. We're continuing to look at more advanced completion methods too. We're looking at non-aqueous type fracs, just using gas with CO2. Darren, he's out here in the audience, he's one of our completion engineers, really focused on the opportunity to use water as a beneficial use. Lynn didn't mention, but we actually used 100% produced water on 2 of our wells just north of town here. We were able to...
And that was Russ Rankin, Regional Manager for Statoil. To listen to the full presentation or other Bakken current events, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com.
Well, that's my life, yes, y'all, and I love it. Well, that's my life, there ain't nothing else in the world above it. And I see people all alone, picking their guitars, playing their songs, and I tell them, forget it. You can't fake it, you're gonna make it, you gotta live it.